I'd like to welcome everyone back this afternoon to our service. My topic this evening comes from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 6, entitled More Glory Than Moses. You know, in our study, I've read quite a few references concerning the writer of Hebrews, and I can tell you, I was convinced that it was the Apostle Paul. Most references say that it could have been Paul, but then they continue by saying more than likely it wasn't. The King James Version entitles this epistle, the Epistle of Paul, the Apostle to the Hebrews. But none of the other translations, it just says to Hebrews. So I'll refrain from saying the Apostle Paul said, and go ahead and say the writer or the author of this epistle said so and so. Brother Paul said in his lesson, prophets and angels were very important to the Jewish people. And we've seen that the writer to the Hebrews wanted to encourage faithfulness to Jesus by illustrating his superiority over the prophets, as we read in Hebrews 1, chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 3, and also that he was superior over angels, and we read that in Hebrews 1, chapter 4 through chapter 2, verse 18. Moses was another that was very highly respected by the Jewish people. Moses was the author of the first five books of the Old Testament. He was the deliverer who led them out of Egyptian bondage to the Promised Land. He was the lawgiver through whom God revealed so much of the Jewish religion. Today, we question why these folks felt drawn back to the traditions of Judaism. The writer might say that while the Old Testament was good, the new that Christ brings fulfills its promise and is far better. Again, I like what Brother Paul said in his lesson. You cannot learn about Jesus Christ and then walk away. Three reasons: the character of Jesus, the certainty of the judgment, and the confirmation of God. It's in Psalms 53 and verse 1 that we read, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. If the writer was to be successful in encouraging these brethren to remain faithful to Jesus, he would now have to compare Jesus with Moses. He would have to illustrate the supremacy of Jesus over Moses. In our text, beginning verse 1, there it says, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. In the first verse of our text is the call to consider Jesus. There it says, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. The writer addresses those he is writing to and he calls them holy brethren, brethren who are sanctified, those that were set apart for a holy purpose. Hebrews 2, verse 10 and verse 11, there it says, "For it was fitting for him for whom all, who are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren." These things are being written to the brethren of Christ. They were to be partakers of the heavenly calling. And this calling was the call of the gospel. It is the same gospel that we are called by today. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13 and verse 14, there it says, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." This calling, the call of the gospel, is the call to his kingdom glory. In 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 12, it says that you would walk worthy of God who calls you in his own kingdom and glory. It is very clear that those that were written to were Christians because of the warnings found throughout the epistle. Even though some of the references try to say that they were not. But it is evident that they were, which is why we need to give earnest heed to the warnings. Now, as we look at the actual comparison of Jesus with Moses, we are told that Jesus is greater in person. Notice verse 2 through verse 4 of the text. "Who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house had more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God." So the question is not one of faithfulness. Jesus was faithful to the one who appointed him. Jesus said to the Father in John 17 and verse 4, "I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do." And at the same time, Moses was also faithful. We read of him in Hebrews 11, 24 through verse 29, where it says, "By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover in the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned." In Numbers 12, verse 6 through verse 8, it says, "Then he said, Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Jesus is greater because he built the house. He was the creator. Jesus is worthy of more glory, such as one who builds the house has more honor than the house itself. Jesus is the builder. Moses is a part of the house itself. What Moses did was in service to the Son. Here again, the writer declares the deity of the Son as the creator of all things. You recall where the writer said in Hebrews 1 and verse 2, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. And also in Hebrews 1 and verse 10, and you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. From our text in verse 4, for every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. Next, in verse 5 and verse 6, we note that Jesus is greater in his ministry. And Moses, this is verse 5, and Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Moses was a faithful servant. We have already seen that the matter was not one of faithfulness. We read that in Numbers 12, verse 6 through verse 8, God's purpose for Moses was to testify of things to come, which he did faithfully. In Deuteronomy 18, verse 15 through verse 19, there the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear. According to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire any more, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. In Luke 24 and verse 44, it says, then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Jesus is a faithful son. Moses was simply a servant in the house. Jesus is the son over the house. And not only did Jesus do the work he was sent to do, but he also is given the authority over all things of God. And we read that in Matthew 28 and verse 18. There it says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. In John 3 and verse 35, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Ephesians 1 and verse 22, and put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. So in closing, how is Jesus superior to Moses? Not in faithfulness, but in person and in service. Moses was faithful as a servant in the house of God. Jesus is the builder of the house and serves as the son over the house. Moses points us forward to Jesus. For one to forsake Jesus to go back to Moses alone is to frustrate the desire of Moses himself. This house of God, which Jesus is the builder and over which he presides, the writer to the Hebrews affirms that we are the house of God. The Apostle Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. In Christ, we are now members of the household of God, and together with the faithful saints of old, including Moses, we are now fellow citizens in the commonwealth of Israel. Ephesians 2, verse 11. That was Ephesians 2, verse 11 through 22 that it was quoted from. The status of the house is conditional. Verse 6 of the text says, whose house we are if we hold fast. So we must hold fast. The confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. We must hold on to that. The reason this epistle is filled with warnings and exhortations is because there is a need for steadfastness. If your faith is wavering, heed the words of this epistle to the Hebrews and consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ. As you consider his person and his ministry, it should help you hold fast to your confession of faith. If there is anyone that is subject to the gospel call, at this time we would bid you to come while we stand in his hands.